At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I read some of the comments of the podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start reading once in a while some comments.
Oh, nice. Can I first introduce everyone back?
Yeah, yeah, please do.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
How come you don't stop to question whether there's any merit to that?
What?
Like, why do you feel the need
to tell everybody what they're listening to?
Welcome back, yeah.
Because what if this is their first time listening
to
this show?
Then you cannot welcome them back. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Okay, so welcome.
You don't say welcome. You've never once said welcome. You always welcome people back.
I'm reminding them that this is a continuous thing. So welcome if this
Again,
is your first time.
No wonder we're losing people. They're like, this lady, her whole podcast is just saying hello. Imagine you call someone and say hello. Hi.
If hello. You like what you see, hit the subscribe button.
I have nothing to
button.
Say. I'm just a recording.
If you have no idea what you've stumbled upon.
Do you need me for this? You can just do a whole podcast where you thank people for sure. for showing up.
Sure. So hit that subscribe button and turn on your notifications and join us every week while we find something interesting to discuss.
So two people.
Yes.
Have consistently been commenting.
Yes.
One is Sir Carlos Music BMI.
Okay.
And the other.
What did he say?
Wait, first I have to recognize Leroy also.
Okay.
Leroy Stia 8069.
Okay.
These two people.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one episode that I've gone to read the comments where they haven't said something to us.
I know exactly which users you're talking about.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the first one says, and Carlos always calls us kids.
Yeah.
So he must be like 5,000 years old.
If I'm a kid. Crazy kids.
Says, okay, kids, I've been watching your videos from the very beginning and I don't ever get likes back from you.
Aww.
What's up with that?
Did you like his comment?
No.
Why not?
I'm not going to get peer pressured, bullied by Carlos into pressing a thumb.
I'm instead
going to talk about how kind he is on the podcast, but I will never like his comments.
Oh my gosh. I will like
his comment. I'm going to go like Leroy's comment because he doesn't ask for likes.
You're so
Leroy said, no, I won't
I'm
like anyone's
I'm
going to
go
comment.
And like Carlos's
You should
comment.
Like everyone's comments.
I will.
What are you doing? This is your job.
I will.
These are your customers and you're
okay,
not giving
carry
them
on.
Recognition.
Leroy, next.
I understand your point about receiving awards.
Uh-huh.
It is a nice experience and it is a recognition of the community you've attracted. But at the same time, we're here because of you both, your families, and the light of your personality that really can't be measured by an award itself.
Aww.
For example, I enjoyed the Wicked movie that came out last year, and I'm looking forward to part two this week, Wicked for Good.
Yeah.
Oscars being the way they are, the part two film might not win any awards. But still, it left a strong impact on the others, regardless of what they might win.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll win something, but more importantly, it is the good feelings it brings about, the story of friendship that has moved so many.
I like
this is how
Leroy.
I feel about all of you.
That is very
I am
sweet.
Grateful for the joys you share, and I'm, of course... And of course, it will be just perfect as time goes by. Congratulations on achieving this. It is a beautiful thing.
That is very sweet. Thank you, Leroy. That's...
And I'm not liking his comment either because I'm going
like
to be fair.
His comment.
You
just like them both.
No.
Oh my God.
That's your responsibility. If I start doing your things, then you won't do them and they'll never get the likes they deserve.
I will continue to like them. Can you just put two thumbs up?
I don't
on
even
these
know
two?
What account oh this is logged in on. That's the problem. You think Forget. I know how to use these things? I just Googled the name of the podcast and these things popped up.
Okay.
Your short how to load a washer is the best you two have ever done.
Yeah.
She needs a long haired blonde wig for moments like that. Trid, you rock. Why are you looking at me like that? What does that mean?
Was I inadvertently insulted? And also blondes were insulted?
I think so.
That's not cool.
Yeah. But
I'm really smart, guys.
The username is like a mathematical formula. So I cannot really even say it.
Okay.
I look forward to your episodes every week. I take it a break from my workday, grab some lunch, watch your latest episode. It's one of the little things that keeps me going each week. Please continue. No, we can't because someone said they don't like Sheena's hair. Sorry, we're dropping the podcast. One of a million views said something negative. We cannot deal with this. We're out. I'm sorry I subjected you to these inhumane that come here. I know, they're the savages. They said, oh, her hair's out of place. How can she leave the house like that? I can't believe we sit here catering to such fiends.
I know. On that note, shall we move on?
Let's move on. I don't even know why.
This week,
we're talking about emotional insecurities when it comes to online content. Mine.
We're not talking about emotional insecurities. Really mad. I was actually trying to make this episode really light today.
No chance. There's haters out there. Thanksgiving. Come to my house and I'll carve you.
Oh my God.
If you say anything mediocre about me or my wife.
You should want to protect
me. I'll mess them up. Yeah, I'm offering nipple piercings with a Thanksgiving fork for anyone that has a mean comment to say.
Are you okay?
No, I will be though when I start taking people down.
Oh my God.
If you're in the police force, please help me in advance. I'm about to commit crimes in the name of love because people said something mean on their keyboards.
Mock me. Continue.
I'm not mocking you. I'm threatening people on the internet that are likely bigger and stronger than
me. It really sounds like you're doing that.
I am. I'm threatening to cut them open with turkey tools. I will fry you in a deep fryer, you. How dare you say I don't like her gums? I love those gums.
Oh, nobody said anything.
Yeah, go read. There's a whole page dedicated to your gums. And your feet, too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I will fry you in hot oil if you say anything of my wife's.
Can we move on?
Toe thumb.
Thanksgiving is coming up.
It already passed.
No, it's coming.
No, when this comes out, it finished.
When it comes
what
up.
What a great Thanksgiving.
When it comes out.
I didn't have
out,
to attack anyone,
Thanksgiving
thankfully.
Thanksgiving is 2 days later.
Oh, crap.
Thanksgiving is coming.
In the U.S.
Yes, in the U.S. This means that families are getting together. This means that a lot of people have to come together with groups of their family members, and there is a lot of drama.
Yeah, I'm getting in the mood. I'm on track.
So I thought
I'm passively aggressive fighting with people.
Why me?
Not you.
I thought it would be fun.
Richard, T equals MC2, that guy wanted you to, who hates blondes.
I thought it would be fun. First of all, I'm not blonde. Second of all, there's nothing wrong with a blonde.
You need a wig.
There's nothing wrong with blondes.
Blondes can't do laundry, apparently.
Blondes are not stupid. Like
Elsa couldn't do laundry. Her machine froze. It broke. She's the only blonde with that wig. Name a blonde that you know.
Reese Witherspoon.
There you go.
She's brilliant.
She is.
She's so smart.
Let's bring her on the pod.
I would love
to. I
want to
bring Reese and that Richard.
Which
Richard? Blonde-haired Richard.
Okay, anyway.
You know Richard's blonde?
I don't know if Richard's blonde, and I don't think that the color of his hair reflects anything other than the fact that he's blonde. He was born blonde.
If maybe he's he blonde, can he make fun of blondes?
No.
Cannot?
No.
That's not fair.
No.
I can make fun of Indians because I'm Indian. How come he can't make fun of blondes?
You make fun
blonde?
Of everybody.
But if you're in the community, you're allowed to make fun of the community. That's a
not if you're
unwritten
call
rule.
Them stupid.
You could call whatever you want.
No.
If you're in the group, you're allowed to make fun of the group.
I don't know.
I think it's true. The real question is, what if you're blonde, but then you've gone bald?
Okay.
Are you still in the community, or now do you belong to another community?
You belong to the bald community.
But also the blonde community.
Nobody can tell.
Like, so you're like, you have to show pictures of your youth if you want to make fun of blonde people. I think
I don't
it's expansive.
Think
you
should
I think
be making fun of blonde people. And I don't think
what about
that you
bald
should...
people? No. You always make fun of bald people.
I do not.
You do. You call that guy a five head when we saw him at the mall.
I never said
He's that. Whispered it to me, but you're like, check out that five head.
Liar.
He did that comb over thing, so I understand the frustration.
Liar.
Why do bald people do the comb over? Everyone knows it's hair from your left ear you're putting on the right ear.
Because
why are you taking it from here and putting it here? It's not headphones.
Insecure about the way that their heads look.
So you take four hair from your left ear and you tie it to your right ear? Yeah, but still,
okay.
That's, no one's falling for that.
move on.
I would like to bring someone who does a comb over on the show also.
Sure.
I want to talk about how that works.
Today we're talking about Thanksgiving.
Can we give somebody a trip to Turkey to go get those head injections so they can grow hair?
Today we're talking about Thanksgiving.
I would be grateful to send someone to Turkey for a hair transplant.
And I...
Can we do that? Can we please get a team here that takes some of my crazy ideas and runs with them? You know how good this show could be? So can you find a Turkish hair transplant place that wants to give away one of our fans a trip? And then can we find a ball person to send them to Turkey to get a hair implant?
You can do whatever
you
want.
That's the stuff we should be doing.
I'm not doing
that. Not these giveaways. Oh, yeah, I have makeup for you. I have a bag. I have clothes. Everyone can get makeup and clothes. Nobody gets a hair transplant from their favorite online creators. I want to give you the gift of confidence by way of hair.
Are you okay?
I'm doing it. Find
What's
someone who's done this.
What's happening right now?
You're going to see that my page is going to blow up. You go do your giveaways. I'm going to give away people hair. I'm going to give away random things.
Okay.
I'm sending two people to a jungle.
What are they going to do in the jungle?
They're just going to, if they bring back a domesticated pet, they're going to win a prize.
Oh.
If they take a wild animal and make it a pet for 1 year, and then we'll give them a prize.
What prize?
I don't know, money. Someone will want, some pet food company will deal with this.
Oh my gosh.
This is the stuff we need now.
What's about cameras for?
That's why we have cameras. We're doing, okay, let's do the, I want to find a,
it's on my list.
Let's make some bald people hairy again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make the bald hairy again.
Let's
can
do
we,
it.
Can we get a, I want a hat that says that.
Let's make the bald
make
hairy.
Make bald hairy again. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So are we done?
No. Can we start?
Oh my God. we have work to do. We have to go find a jungle and we have to find bald people and we have to find a salon in Turkey. So can we get along? We have like real people to help.
Okay.
Okay, what do you need?
It's Thanksgiving this week.
Yes.
So
in 2 days, can't wait.
People online.
It's Tuesday.
To share their Thanksgiving questions, their Thanksgiving crazy stories, the drama that's coming up and how they need help resolving. And so I thought we would make this episode kind of like an Asinine Advice meets Sheena
Grilled
Interrupted.
Cheese. Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know. I thought you were just saying things we wanted.
No, the I'm Asinine hungry. Advice meets Sheena Interrupted.
Okay. We have now bought 7-8 different gifts for people from Cozy Earth.
Yes.
I think the
we've
reason...
spent more at Cozy Earth than they have spent on us for the ads.
That may be true. It's worth it.
Yeah.
We'd be spending on it anyways.
Absolutely.
Now at least we get a discount code.
100%.
Were we buying things from Cozy Earth and they somehow then started advertising?
We were introduced to Cozy Earth through the podcast. We tried one set of sheets from them. They were incredible. We have sent blankets.
This is my go-to gift.
Yes.
Anytime anyone gets married, they buy a house. It's like, here, I'm sending you a blanket and sheets.
Yep.
I don't know why you need a 10-year warranty on sheets.
I know. They have a 100-night sleep trial. You could try them out, and if you don't love what you've tried, you can send it back. Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code, Sheena, on top of their site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com.
Did you say stack?
Yes. Up to 40% off the entire
total. I can't believe I'm shopping on Cozy Earth.
Right in the middle of
recording an episode for Cozy Earth.
That's CozyEarth.com. Code Sheena for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention you heard about Cozy Earth right here on this podcast.
So on their website now for Black Friday, they have a 25% off.
Yes.
We are giving you 40% off.
So happy shopping. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth.
I just bought something.
Okay, so I have some questions from some of our viewers that they have about Thanksgiving. Somebody wants to know what are appropriate topics to discuss during Thanksgiving dinner.
Birth control.
My God.
Absolutely. No better time. Particularly when you're parting the turkey for stuffing.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh, that reminded me of something. Do you use birth control? Particularly with the aged, you know, aunt and uncle who never married. Just be like, hey, Uncle Johnny, before you get too hammered and start being inappropriate, do you use birth control? Or do you just stuff the turkeys with your bare hands?
So inappropriate.
Why? It's a great topic.
It's good.
Any other topics?
That's mine. What do you think they should talk about?
Favorite music. Things that you're grateful that. For.
Yeah, that he uses birth control.
Oh my God.
Said his Tinder. So are we ranking the points of our answers or something? Like in the comments, can you at least say whose answer you believe in?
Yours
like,
are the most outrageous. I should of get course
points.
You're gonna
if
win
it's on 5 points, I think I got 5 and you I already forgot what you said. Is the only thing you said
oh
I already
God,
forgot.
You're so rude.
What did you say?
The things that you're grateful for. It's Thanksgiving. It's literally the day that game. You're supposed to give thanks.
Yeah, so give thanks and then come to dinner ready to participate in some drama.
You could tell, why does it have to be drama? Okay, tell
it's
me some
Thanksgiving.
Other topics.
I gave you the best one already.
Okay, tell me some more.
Another one?
It's like if we were playing Family Feud, that would be number one?
Yeah, birth control.
Okay.
Lack thereof. Best method of birth control there, being more like elaborate.
Yeah. Next, what's number 4?
How long you've gone without showering.
Why?
People should know.
That's really gross. What if they don't want to sit beside that person then?
No, not that day. Like just what's your personal best? What's your PR?
What's your PR?
I don't know. 15 days?
Yuck.
Yeah, I was in the jungle looking for animals. How do you think I met my best friend? Ooh. We're both on a show.
Who?
You don't know?
No.
I'm not telling you. You're an owl. Okay, go. I'm afraid of owls. What's your
Do
next
you
question?
Do you ever like think about the voices
I've already
in your
told
head
you this.
Say, I'm not going to say
99%
this.
I filter.
It's impossible.
This is 1% you're getting.
It's impossible.
It's 100%. I've already finished this episode in my head
twice. Oh my gosh. Okay. Here, this question actually goes with
we've only had one question. How can I go with something?
This question goes with the one before. How do I survive the, so, when are you having kids question?
What do you say? I lost my, what is that?
Birth control?
My trap. What is the thing inside?
What?
I've lost my IUD. What is it called?
An IUD?
Oh, yeah. I lost my shot glass inside.
You lost your shot glass
Just
inside?
Just tell them
so
I can't.
Never
I can't
kids?
Have children. Why? Because I lost the thing.
Oh my God.
What is it called?
The
Uterine? Uterine device?
IUD.
Yeah, say I got a DUI and I lost my IUD.
So you just want to
It's the same letters,
them.
Inverted.
So you just
I was driving while under the influence and then I got into an accident and my IUD got lost forever. So now I'm a DUI IUD. Dweed. That's women who drive, get into accidents and they can never have children again because they're... IUD got dislodged
forever. So you
forever.
Want to just confuse people, make them super uncomfortable?
No, you should tell them that. Like, oh my God, that's why you should never drink while under birth control. Because you can become barren. They should use words like that. You should absolutely say, I'm barren. Straight
if you
face.
Are the kind of person that's asking people, when are you going to have kids? You need to stop it. That's
no.
not acceptable. Do not ask people. Do not ask couples. Do not ask single people when they're getting married, and do not ask people that are in a relationship when they're going to settle down and have kids. It's
I think it's a great
not
question.
Appropriate.
You should just say, I'm barren. It's such a good answer.
That's so uncomfortable.
Why?
First of all, for people who want to, like, who are actually having trouble, who want to stay in like a peaceful, safe place, that is the most uncomfortable thing to have to say. Second of all, if you are putting that on them, that is just like, don't
you
do
did it.
It.
Why you pointed at your uterus when you said that? What are you putting on people?
I'm just saying, don't put that on people. And don't ask
your
single
uterus?
People when they're getting married.
Who puts their uterus on people?
I mean,
unless they're trying to have a child, that's different. But that's too graphic you're getting.
I'm not trying to be graphic. I'm just saying, don't put that on people. Like, don't ask questions like that. And if you, I actually think
it.
That what he's saying is funny because
yeah,
you just
true.
Turn it around on people and make them so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I should say, I saw how you were as a parent and I decided not to have children.
Oh my God.
Should just say that. That's another good answer.
Okay, is it acceptable to buy my dish at the store?
Yeah.
Like if I'm supposed to bring something 100%. To a party, is it acceptable to buy it at the store and come in and say it's homemade?
Why you have to lie about it?
That's what I said.
Yeah, go for it. Who cares?
No, I don't think. I think it's completely fine to buy it at the store. Some people don't like cooking. Some people don't have the time to cook. Some people just don't want to spend their time that way. But don't pretend like you made it.
Why?
Well, because it's not truthful.
You wear fake eyelashes. Those aren't truthful.
I'm not wearing.
You don't have a problem
eyelashes.
With that. Not today. It's not Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, but
you wear fake eyelashes. You put fake
but
nails.
But if somebody asked me if my eyelashes were fake, I would say, I wouldn't say they're my real eyelashes.
If you get implants,
you can take dishes
and claim they're yours.
If I had implants, I would say these are implants.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Who's going to ask you about your boobs? I'll fight. I'll pierce them. I think you should lie about it. No problem.
Why?
Say it's natural. Say these are natural. And then give them two cantaloupes and say, I made these. I wanted to give you something that reminded you of me when I left.
I think you're very confused. We're not talking about implants anymore.
We're not?
No, we're talking about food.
Why are you holding melons like this?
We're just talking about food that you buy at the grocery store.
Yeah, I have no problem if you tell a lie about where it came from.
I do.
Who cares?
Because it speaks to the core of the person.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Why are you going to lie about it?
Because no one cares.
Oh my God.
Because then it gives you something to talk about after. Like, there's no way Susan made that pie. Did you see? It was too perfect. It's like her boobs, they're fake. Oh my God. They're too perfect. God.
We have some great sponsors this week.
You know what I want for Christmas? A burner phone.
We're back on this.
They're all the craze.
But what do you want to do with a burner phone?
$15 a month. The endless possibilities.
You
I might just prank people.
Everything that I give you. So if this is what you want as a gift, I will give this to you. Mint Mobile is running.
$15 a month. You can call your friends for a number they don't recognize and ask for yourself. Your friend Trid owes me money.
I don't know why you would do that, but you can get 3, 6, or 12 months unlimited for $15 a month. Knock yourself out.
Seems like everyone I know that uses this, it's like they're like, you're an idiot for paying more for your phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're an idiot because you don't have two numbers like I do.
Okay. So Trid's gonna use this and you guys should try it too. Don't get people socks for Christmas. Get them premium wireless for $15
a piece. What? I want a side phone.
Premium wireless for $15 a month. Shop Mint Unlimited plans at mintmobile.com/Sheena. That's mintmobile.com/Sheena.
Because your side piece should be like your wife's brassiere. Wireless. Limited time offer. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $108 for 12-month plan. Required 15 months per month. Equivalent tax and fees. Extra initial plan terms only. Greater than 35 GB. May slow down. Network is capable. Devices required. Available speed and coverage vary. See mintmobile.com. So can you tell me when the next batch of meals are coming from HelloFresh? Because I saw.
Well, I'm traveling in a couple of weeks.
Correct. And I hope
I signed
they
up.
Come together.
Yep. I signed up for the package, the meals to come that week.
And what that means is they send you 5 different boxes and they say, hey, moron. Box A, put in. Box B, mix. I think they even sent me a spoon once because I was like, how do I mix this?
For sure you would have used
bring
your
spoon. They bring the rest. Is that their slogan now?
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They're the number one meal kit in America, making home cooking easier with chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. But this fall, they're serving even more to love.
Gains, bro, is going to love it. They have like extra veggies. They have proteins. So I can tell them, hey, I got you something for your gains, bro.
Yep. So I ordered, there was a Asian-inspired meal with tofu and quinoa, like a salad bowl for lunch. And then there was something else. Oh, a pasta. So you have 3 meals for the 3 nights that I'm gone.
Perfect. I'll save you the salad. No worries. We'll order pizza one day.
The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sheena10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free breakfast
FM
for life.
FM for free meals. What per box with active subscription? 3 meals apply to discount. Not first box. New subscribers only varied by plan. That HelloFresh.com/Sheena10FM to get 10 free meals, free breakfast for life.
Next question. What do you do when someone shows up empty-handed but wants to leave with like all the containers of leftovers?
You say, hey, here you go. You put $20 in their pocket and say, I know you're having a tough time, so I want to help.
That's why they didn't come with something?
Yeah, I'm like, I know you're broke because you can't be that indecent. Times are tough for you.
That's what you would
say
to them?
I give them 2 portions and I give them a 20. So you're not coming back next year. So
you would not.
GTFO.
Listen to this one. This person says, my cousin, what do I do when my cousin shows up and says, I'm not eating carbs today?
You give them a straw and water.
That's it?
You say, here, I made something special for you.
Give water. Them
a bowl of water. preferably with a fish in it.
Okay, what do you do? This is a follow-up question. What do you do when somebody shows up with their own Tupperware of food?
That's beautiful.
It is?
It's like, yeah. Why do you want to feed people if they're willing to say, hey, I have my own...
They're coming to your house for Thanksgiving dinner and they come with their own meal.
They're not going to expect you to have a keto diet, super protein, low carb, whatever the you're eating. So they bring their own.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Are you going to go with your own food? To
me? No, I'm eating all kinds of crap that I shouldn't be eating.
Okay.
But if I were on some diet or some, you know, specific allergy or whatever, I think it's really smart that they're bringing this.
You do?
In fact, I wish everyone would bring their own food. Should do a party where it's like, look, not potluck.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat anything you're bringing.
Yeah.
Just bring your own food, everyone.
I just want to eat with
you. I'm just going to supply 10 microwaves. Yeah. That's what I'm going to go. I'm going to buy 10 microwaves. Everyone come. You use your own microwave. You take the microwave when you go home. Can we do that? Can we reach a microwave company? I want to do a microwave party.
Deal.
I want to get 15 microwaves. You come to my house. Everyone eats. We take a photo with the 15 microwaves. You ate your own food. You could trade with others. I don't care. It's not required.
Yeah.
And then you just take your microwave and you go.
That's funny. I have another question. Grandma talks about politics and Dad edges her on, but Mom gets annoyed. What to do?
Take Mom out.
Where?
Go have Thanksgiving with your mom at the mall.
No, they're all having Thanksgiving together. No,
Mom's missing the point.
Which is?
To make people get riled up. That's the whole point of Thanksgiving.
So grandma comes to get people
get
riled
popcorn
up.
Popcorn.
There are some people that come.
Tell mom to just enjoy the show. Dad's working really hard to get her riled up about politics and mom's ruining it for everyone.
There are people that come to Thanksgiving and they think that that's the forum to talk politics.
Yeah, it's great.
No, it's not.
It's great. Go nuts. Eat more sugar pie, open your top button and watch football and eat popcorn while these people are fighting about politics.
But the,
people are putting a full show on for you and you're not enjoying it. That's ridiculous.
Those are the things that break up families.
This is reality TV.
I don't
and it's
want
finest.
Reality
it's a,
TV.
You're in the show. You should add a few comments here and there to just add to the riling up of grandma.
The mom.
Everybody.
So the mom should just join the chaos.
Yeah. And okay. Some people should agree with grandma, but even more aggressive.
Okay.
Like just enjoy the performance.
So there
be
was
a character. Stop being so sensitive. None of you can do anything about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Just be a character in the show.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Okay. This person, it's a serious question. How do you navigate the holidays when married?
You want a serious answer?
We can give a serious answer. I think what we have works pretty well for us.
It only took us a decade to figure it out.
Yeah, so that's why I think what we have works pretty well for us, because it took us a long time.
You start ignoring everyone else. You ignore the family. So here's what happens when you get married.
We did not ignore anyone.
So what happens when you first get married
is
there's a part of you that's desperate to hang on to your quote-unquote side of the family.
Yeah.
And there's this ego fight that happens. And the families do a wonderful job of twisting that into their member of the family.
Yep.
So the guilt, the this, the that, of you went to your in-laws for that. Do we even exist anymore? The Indians will understand that comment. I'm dead to you now.
Nobody said
they
that
think it.
To you.
I'm dead to
Nobody
you now.
Nobody said that they're dead to
I'm
you.
I'm just
or
saying,
did they
I watch a lot of the shows. They use these nice drama lines.
I'm just saying, our family listens to this and nobody said that.
They all said that.
No, they didn't.
They all squeezed. Your family squeezed you, my family squeezed
yes,
me.
Yes, but not
they listen,
not
they
by
all
saying,
know they did it.
Not
oh,
by
you're not coming?
That
I didn't
dead
see you.
You.
Oh, again, you're going with that family, huh? It's like, yeah, you mean mine? Then you have kids and you're like, everyone else can go get lost. I'm not prioritizing your things anymore. And then you eventually get to a point where you actually enjoy spending time all together.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, what were we fighting about? So
it's hard,
make
though.
Your plans.
People have different priorities, different traditions. They want to be in multiple places. And there's no right answer. You have to find the right answer that works for your family.
I'll tell you the wrong answer is trying to in advance create some schedule of, oh, every this holiday will be with your family and every that holiday will be with mine.
It's
or
a good
alternating
baseline.
No, it's horrible.
It's
because
not,
then
no,
something
it's not horrible.
Big
horrible. I'm just saying it's a good baseline. Then if you have something that comes up that might have to shift that, it's fine to readjust, but it's a decent way to have a baseline that we're going to do one and one, one and one.
I think it's a horrible idea because then you set expectations on everybody else and they use it against you to tell you, oh, but last year you did this and next year you'll do that. And the reason I say that is because you yourselves will miss out on opportunities that you will then regret, like we have, because you agreed in your heads to some concept of, oh, no matter what, I will have to be with this side or that side. So everyone should understand that it's cool if you go have a holiday with one side of your family 3 years in a row, and then you go to another side of the family 2 years, and then 2 years you're on your own. But creating these patterns is what creates that drama. And just stay above it. Like, don't get sucked
into it. I agree with staying above the drama, but I also think that, like, if you need a system in order to try to find some comfort, because these are moments that are very stressful for people. A lot of family members get very stressed out, like, oh, shoot, do we have to do this with this family? Do we do this? If you have, like, a baseline where it's like, okay, we're going to do Thanksgiving here and we're going to do Christmas here, or we're going to alternate, or however, whatever makes sense for your family. I think if you use that as the baseline and then go from there, I agree with not being rigid in your plans, because then, yeah, you potentially could miss out on something. But I don't think that just kind of going like wishy-washy the way that you feel in that moment is necessarily the right answer either.
I say all this, but then I just get told what to do and I do it. So that's also a good system. Next question.
Okay, next question.
I still don't know what we're doing for Thanksgiving, and it's in 2 days. I'll be informed hopefully tomorrow where we're going.
All right. What do you do when somebody makes a dish that you don't like? Do you fake compliment the bad dish, or quietly slide it behind something else and pray no one notices?
What happened? Go ahead. You're all for honesty. You tell fake boob people that you like their implants. What would you tell them when they bring this?
What does that have to do with anything?
Go ahead.
If I don't like it, I'll take a little bit and I'll eat a little, and then I won't call the person out and say, I hate this, I don't like this.
You won't make that face?
No. What face? No, I
would never. Like, why did you do that?
I would never. I would just not say anything about it.
You don't look around the table and say, why does this taste like this?
No.
Is it just mine?
That's just you.
Is it just mine? Who's pranking me with this?
No, I would
never. Is there dog food in this? No. I'm pretty sure there's dog food in this. Who made this?
Would you do that?
For sure.
Oh my God. Okay, this person said, what do you do when your mom takes over the dish that you said that you were handling?
What does that mean? Takes over.
Like, you're making a dish and your mom just takes over the dish that you're making that you said that you were in charge of.
So, like, you can't just use words. Like, I'm getting the sense in a lot of these questions that, like, the most obvious solution in my brain is not one that's permissive.
Which is what?
I was doing that. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's fine?
Yeah.
To me, this question sounds like, what do you do if it's 2 o'clock,
yeah,
and you have to leave at 2 o'clock, yeah. But you can't say leave. But you're not saying that in the question. I would just be like, leave?
Yeah.
But you look, why did someone type that question?
Because sometimes people's parents, in-laws, they like take over. Like, you can't do this. It's passive aggressive.
Why don't you just say, oh, I'm
unspoken
dead
conversations.
Why? Why can't you spoke the conversation? You should just tell your mom,
yeah,
oh, I'm good. Yeah. Remember I said I was making this?
Yeah.
And then your mom should say, yeah, but you make it in such a way that people are shocked at how bad it tastes. So I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
And you say, no, no, no. It's incredible. I'm the only one in the world that can make these ingredients taste so bad. It's an experience people like.
Yeah.
And then they leave. Uh-huh. If you want me to teach you how to make something this bad, let me know.
Okay. Is it more annoying for someone to show up 2 hours early on Thanksgiving or 2 hours late?
Late, for sure. What's the problem with them being late?
2 hours late?
They come just in time to clean up.
So do you stop eating
You
stop the food? Like, you
wait
think
for Amtrak
them?
Waits for you?
No.
When you go, you say, oh, I'm going to be late. They say, okay, good. Thumbs up for sharing that useless information with me.
Okay, what happens if somebody like your cousin comes late, comes 2 hours
late? Hey, how's it going? There's a Kensington microwave with a plate inside for you. When you're done eating, take the microwave. That's my gift to you.
Really?
100%.
Would you wait for them?
No. No. If there's two people for Thanksgiving, and the other person is 2 hours late, maybe you wait for them.
Okay.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Normally, Thanksgiving is like at least one other family, right?
Yeah. So
call it your 6, 7, 8 people. You can make 7 people wait for one person that's late.
Okay. What if it's an entire family that's late?
4 microwaves. They can take one each.
So you take the 4 people, you just wait, don't wait for them.
Is Thanksgiving a production, or is it just you sitting alone in your house?
No, it's not.
It's a production?
Yeah.
Which production waits for one family?
That's true. That's fair.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
You see, very quickly, you make them eat fast. You ask them politics. You ask them where their IUDs are, and you like pressure test them when they get in.
Yeah.
Everyone can get in on the
action.
Can
I tell you a story, though? Once we went to a Thanksgiving party, and we got there early in the sense that like the food was not ready.
I did not go to this party.
You did.
No.
Yes, you did.
I would have sat in the car.
We went to this party early, and part of the party was actually everybody cooking together.
Oh, but that's fake Thanksgiving.
That wasn't fake Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was in Canada.
It was real Thanksgiving. Yeah,
they don't believe in that in Canada. It's very different.
No, it was real
in Canada, Thanksgiving. They're like, hey, come over. Yeah. We're going to make a meal together.
Yeah.
And we'll be grateful for
and
it.
And that was the Thanksgiving.
That's different.
No.
Here, you have to like go and book a turkey, which you don't eat the rest of the year.
Yeah.
3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Then you have to start cooking like 3 days early. Then you have to complain the whole week that, oh, I got a host this year.
But why do Canadians and Americans do it differently?
I don't know.
So anyways, we went to this party. We went early before the like dinner was going to be at 6. We went to the party at 4 and everybody was standing around the island and cooking together. And it was actually one of the most memorable Thanksgivings that I have ever been to.
Everyone who came knew that. They brought ingredients.
We didn't know that.
We didn't know. We went empty handed. They gave me $20 and I left. Those were tough times.
Last question. Who is more likely to start drama in our family? You or me?
Not me.
No.
How could it be me?
How could it
I get it all out over here. I'm very decent and composed when I go into public. I don't ask people if they have implants or IUDs or anything. You do. You touch them. You're like, that's gross. You can't do that. You're I don't outrageous. Know. I don't know how I take
Happy
the things I say and the things you do are very similar.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You sit here in your tuxedo shirt pretending you're all innocent. Next thing you know, you're pulling out your credit card and pounds of white. Never mind.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.